our program, we call our clients members. And they actually fill out an application. They tell us about their health needs and what they need during the day. And so our program is to help people that, you know, Emily, might have been alone during the day and that maybe shouldn't be alone or don't want to be alone. So they come to our center. We open at 8 o'clock and we do lots of activities. And people can be as active or as inactive as they want at our center. It helps families that maybe mom or dad or grandma or grandpa shouldn't be alone, or they don't want their loved one to be alone. So they can come to our center, and they can come 5 days a week because we're open Monday through Friday, or they can come 2 days or 3 days or whatever, however many days that they want to, and participate in the program. And we have I know I'm rattling on here, but we have all kinds of things going on at the center. We always have a puzzle, which really helps with eye hand coordination and those small hand movements. We have a bank of computers that are always used, that they play word games and really good puzzles on the internet and on downloaded programs. We have a little area where it's kind of quiet, where the lights are low, comfortable chairs. One of our clients always goes there and listens to books on tape, or you can listen to music, or just maybe you just want a little quiet time. We have a television room that everyone takes turns turning the channel. We have a card game. We have a group of people that religiously play what's called Rendezvous Rummy every day. And I cannot figure this game out. Every time I play, they have to explain the rules to me. I kind of suspicion that those rules change daily. So it's very active. And then we have a nice lunch program. We have a van that we take people shopping to Walmart, A&P, Safeway. We go on outings to, you know, like on a nice day, like it was Friday, just go to the end of the road, drive around. That's really nice. We go to the library. Thank you, Ketchikan Public Library. And George Paisley has books that he brings in, and books, large books that he turns around in our center for people to have books, so they don't have to go to the library, but they enjoy going to the library. Oh gosh,
how many people usually come in day to day?
You know, we run an average of about 15, so it goes from 15 up to about 23.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in what ways are you guys different from the senior center?
We are not a drop-in program, so you can't just, oh my gosh, my mom needs somebody, a place to go today, so we're just going to drop him in. We're a planned program, and we're more of an all-day program than just a lunch program. And mm-hmm. I don't want it to sound like that's not important, because it is.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of other activities do you guys have?
Well, twice a month we have movies, and we set up the chairs for like movies. We have popcorn, and every Friday we have bingo, and we play bingo. And you know, that is the one of the things that I would invite anyone to come to, any seniors to come to play bingo on Fridays. We start about 1:15. We also partner with the Pioneer Home and go to the Pioneer Home. They have an ice cream social once a month that is just great, and a lot of people participate, and they are our hosts, and they do such a beautiful job. They always do something great there. We also do the tour centers here in Ketchikan are always extremely generous. So during the summer, we take our folks and we go to all of the tour attractions, not the zip line, of course, but a lot of the other tour attractions. Let's see.
What tends to be the seniors' favorite?
The Lumberjack Show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have always been so generous. So, Kelly, if you're listening, that'd be great if you'd like to give me some tickets this year, too.
A little shout out. So does it seem like Ketchikan has a lot of options for seniors in terms of places that they can go during the day, activities that they can participate in?
You know, Ketchikan has a lot of places for the seniors to go for lunch. There's a senior center. KIC has a senior meal program. There's a lot of places to go for lunch. There does not seem to be a lot of places to go for more hours than just lunch.
Mm-hmm. So is that something that you all try to provide?
That is exactly what we try to provide, is a place for, again, for families that, again, mom, dad shouldn't be alone or can't be alone, and they can come and come with us every day or Monday through Friday, or again, you know, 1 or 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. And it, you know, it's a place where people build relationships. Quite often, as we get older, we sort of isolate ourselves. And this is a place where people build relationships. Friendships are started and blossom and cultivated. And it's a really, it's a great place for socialization. Again, sometimes we kind of isolate ourselves as we get older. And my personal mission is that people would not be alone, and they would feel when they come in our doors to feel cared for and loved. And we have a great staff, Bobby and Sandra, Rusty, Allison at the thrift store, and Amara are very loving, kind people that really watch out for our folks.
Mm-hmm. And how does one become a member?
Come on down to the center. And what I would encourage people to do is whether it's that individual or it's, again, it's your mom, your dad, your grandma, your aunt, uncle, bring them down, let us know, come down for lunch, just visit, hang out, and see if this is the kind of thing that would be good for the person that you love or for you, that would be a place where you would feel comfortable, that you would feel comfortable leaving the person that you care for, and have lunch and enjoy what we do. Mm-hmm. Maybe come for bingo. Bingo's mm-hmm. always fun.
When's the next bingo?
Friday at 1:15.
Okay, great. Anything else to add?
You know, I just want to thank all of the people that give generously to the Rendezvous Center, to the Rendezvous Thrift Store, that bring their new, used, gently used items and furniture and all kinds of things to the thrift store, because all of that money goes directly to our support, our services. And, everybody wants to be self-sufficient. I think that all the nonprofit organizations would love to be self-sufficient, and that helps us to carry our own weight. And I really appreciate that. I appreciate the city council and the borough for being so generous and supportive over so many years. This is Ketchikan is a very kind and loving community, and they show that every single day. And I appreciate that so much for our seniors.
That's great to hear. Well, Leisha Kelly King is the executive director at Rendezvous Senior Day Services. And where is that located again?
It is at 244 First Avenue. It's at the corner of Jefferson and First.
Okay, great. Thank you, Leisha.
Thanks, Emily. Have a good day.
You too.